This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
It's 11 minutes before 10 o'clock on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Here's AM 580 Ag Director Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. On this Wednesday morning in Kansas City, May wheat opened at 573, up 8 on the open. July, 578, up 6. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 520.5, up 10 on the open. July, 531, up 9. December, 581, up 9.75 on the open. May corn opened at 379.75, up 4.75 on the open. July, 388.5, up 5. September, 397.5, up 4.75. December, 409.25, up 5. March of 2010, 421, up 4.25 on the open. Let's go out to December of 2010, 427, up 3 on the open. May soybeans open at 10.06, up 16.5 on the open. July, 10.01, up 18. August, 977.5, up 13. September, 944, up 13. November, 915, up 15. March of 2010, 920, up 10.5. May, 916, up 11 on the open. May soybean meal open at 316, up 390 on the open. July, 307.50, up 350. May soybean oil opened at 35.50, up 60 on the open. July, 35.85, up 66. April live cattle open 86.30, up 40 on the open. April feeders, 99.45, up 10. May lean hogs, 61.20 down 210 on the open, and May bellies 75.60 down 85 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like with the exception of lean hogs, the market has pretty much recovered from Monday's swine flu announcement.
Yeah, the market took a horrible beating over the weekend, and continuation of the swine flu, of course, made everyone nervous. There were rumors of possibly China, not confirmed, but rumors of cancellation of some soybean contracts. Several countries put restrictions on travel and also restrictions on possibly pork imports into their country. And at the same time, people travel less, means less fuel. It also affected the stock market to a great extent. And the private weather people are continuing to point on some very much a delayed planting situation. My top meteorologist says May 7th to the 13th as far as, nuisance rains and rains between now and then. So at least that puts us down the road as far as planting here in central Illinois.
Has the trade begun to think about doing some more pricing into its futures with the potential of larger beans down the road?
Well, they're talking about it. Definitely a early lesson in my commodity career was late planted corn means maybe a few more acres of beans, but also tells us that late planted beans don't yield as well either. Generally, when we talk to our friends in Little Egypt in southern Illinois, they say, well, we're still going to plant corn for quite a while because beans on beans means 5% less yield as a rule, and as a general deal, they don't want to have yield loss either. So we are seeing this occur. The next date is the outside markets. The stock market, crude oil, the dollar are all encouraging price rally. We know that the marketplace is extremely short, and so maybe we have a little higher market here on Wednesday.
There's been talk in the marketplace that ending stocks for old crop beans may be as low as 110 million bushels. If that's the case, how will the market ration? Higher prices, or will they do something on the basis side?
Of course, that would be wonderful if that would come to a fact for the marketplace. The market, the livestock industry has been hurt here in the U.S. and other parts of the world. We are seeing governments like Russia and China trying to do everything they can to stimulate their livestock production. It is encouraging to them to see their standard of living improve, and of course that means demand down the road. Because of inventory management, most people are going, and the cost of money, you know, going this 10-day to 2-week inventory management system. And as a result of that, we're seeing, wheat stocks have been dropped considerably, and also the end user isn't able to buy on the dips and buy inventory like they should. And this is not only in the feed industry, but the ethanol industry and exports. So we are going to see these knee-jerk reactions. And if it does look like weather delays are a factor, or weather situations going to affect the market, we will see price increases, but we won't see the tremendous buying inventory for 6 months to a year like we have in the past.
Seen the July-November bean spread narrow significantly over the last several trading sessions, showing at 83 cents at the moment. Is that going to widen out again?
Well, it should. It could. And, the bear says we're going to somewhere get 3 to 5 million acres or 2 to 3 million acres of soybeans extra planted. We are going to see this basic feeling that without fertilizer, South American production just doesn't have the gusto that it should have. And with the South American production problems, we possibly won't see the acreage expansion down there. So this does augur well for bean usage this year and next year. But one has to be careful. That spread can also make you a lot of money, and spreads can lose you a lot of money. And no matter if you have a spread on or a long futures contract, a 25 to 30 cent move is still a lot of money for the average player.
Turn your attention to the corn market, which has done a very nice job in the last several sessions of rallying back from the weekend, and is now beginning to touch some support resistance lines on the December basis at 409 and three quarters. If we punch through that with some conviction, what do you think?
Well, corn is still going to be rather dull for a long time, and the reason is we have a mountain of old crop corn to play with. We still are hoping at some point in time, at least industry feels, that we could see a 3 to 5 bushel yield jump because of all these triple stack and five stack corns that everybody's planting. Everybody spent a lot of money on tiling and improved drainage in a lot of communities. So it's still hope that a normal rainfall, we could have some tremendous yields. But the big factor here is we do need some leadership from governments, get the dollar cheaper, improve ethanol demand with higher blends, and also support the ethanol industry with some new initiatives. So demand is still a major problem in the corn, and hopefully we will see an improvement in the overall economy. If the stock market, for some reason, go back to 9,000, that would also be a plus to the system.
Do you think corn basis will continue to improve as long as planting is going on?
It should, and until we do see corn in the $4 a bushel area, $3.95 to $4, it's awfully hard for a farmer to sell corn, particularly his old crop inventory. I do think that corn does need to be moved at that price level. I think a lot of people have taken advantage of that in the past.
How much upside potential is there in spring wheat?
The wheat market does have some good things going for it. The weather market is dry. We do think it's going to be a struggle to get as many acres, even though Canada planted a lot of wheat acres. The Ukraine and the European part of Russia seems to be quite dry. And it isn't popular to raise wheat like it used to be. So we're back in the equation where wheat supply-demand factors look better. We know that the Commitment of Traders report also indicates that the trader is still extremely short wheat. So there are some bright spots in the wheat market.
Thank you very much there, Paul.
Have a nice day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's check how the market is moving in Kansas City. May wheat, 571.5, up 6.5. Of the Board of Trade, May wheat, 516.25, up 5.75. July, 527.5, up 5.5, now up 5.25. May corn, 380, up 5. July, 388.5, up 5. December, 409, up 4.75. May beans, 1006, up 16.5. July, 998.75, up 15.75. November, 913, up 13. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.